winding down the regular season here on Prep Sports Now. Case Kiefer with Ray Brewer. Just talking a little bit before we started the podcast. Kind of crazy. Only 2 weeks left in the regular season. And kind of what sticks out to me right now about basketball is it looks like, Ray Brewer, and tell me if I'm wrong, a lot of these races, it looks like we kind of have the four teams that are going to be in the playoffs from every division. Now, there's some teams that can make some runs, but I think there's a little bit less intrigue for the so-called pennant races maybe than in past years.
Yeah, it looks like you could go league by league, and you could kind of find the four teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Clearly, though, they're still fighting for some seeding. You know, what I find interesting is last Friday I was at the Silverado at Green Valley game, and I talked to both coaches afterward, and they made a real good point that any given night, anybody in the region, that's the Northeast and the Southeast, could probably beat each other. So you get the four playoff games, and I know I've argued before, Case, that the Northeast is going to sweep, but the coaches say you take those four playoff games and get a coin and flip it because anybody can win.
So let me get this right. You listen, this is what I've been saying for months, and you argue with me. Now two coaches tell you that, and you're on board all of a sudden?
I'm bored. I'm relaying the message. They say that.
So you don't necessarily agree with it yet, or you are taking – because we've talked about this before, and in the past you were kind of the opinion, no, the Northeast is going to win three or four. And I said, no, I mean, it all depends on matchups. Anyone can win. It seems like you're kind of converted, at least a little bit.
Well, here's the deal. It does depend on the matchups. Silverado really prides itself in playing good defense and kind of being disciplined. And Green Valley was just so athletic. They basically beat them down the court every time. And, you know, sure, they've got Darrell McDonald, an elite player. But, you know, even with, you know, McDonald not really having a great scoring night, they just totally – outraced them. And you think Northeast, Case, and you know they're athletic. All those teams get up and down, they're in your face, and I don't think Silverado's going to match up well at all. So Silverado, great run. They're 7-2 in league, just like Foothill, just like Green Valley. They're, I think, 16-3 overall as we speak here on Monday. And I wouldn't bet them in the playoffs just because I saw firsthand they don't do good with athletic teams. Now they could try to counter that athleticism, play their game, but I just don't see it happening.
Understandable. It seems like we always talk about these two divisions first, maybe, but like you said, Foothill, Green Valley, Silverado, all 7-2, Coronado, 8-1. That should be fun to watch. It's still anyone's division. And then up on the upper half, the Northeast, Valley, 8-1, but has two really tough games this week, maybe even three. Desert Pines, Vegas, 7-2, Canyon Springs, 6-3.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been so inaccurate in that league all year. You know, I loved El Dorado, then El Dorado was awful. Then I picked against El Dorado, they beat Valley. I love Canyon Springs, they were awful. I love Desert Pines, they seem to be okay. You know, even though I picked against them twice when they played El Dorado. So it's really up to who's going to peak at the right time. It's kind of like, you know, the NFL, the Giants are hot right now. Which team in the Northeast is going to get hot? You know, Vegas, they've got an elite player in Hassan Henderson. I think, you know, Dunnigan in the backcourt's a good player. You know, Valley, we haven't seen play this year, but they're in first place. You know, Sea Springs is the defending champion, but very young. It goes back to my earlier argument. Any given day, any one of the eight teams in the region that are going to make the playoffs, I think they could be the last team standing.
No promises that it ends up like this, but right now, Canyon Springs is the four in the Northeast, as we said, and Coronado is the one in the Southeast. That's a game I would love to see in the first round because Canyon Springs had a lot of young talent, but Coronado is you know, really built like a basketball team. Also be interesting because Canyon Springs coach last year, Daryl Branham, is on the Coronado's bench. So I think that would be a really interesting game if we get that one.
It would, and actually, I think that if you go back to the matchup, I think – because Coronado is so long in a few spots, I think they would match up well against Canyon Springs because Canyon Springs doesn't really have much size underneath to go with their team. And I still think that, you know, Canyon Springs is probably a year away. They're really super young. And, you know, a lot of these kids, this will be their first playoff experience. And, I mean, I think that really will have a factor in it. So I would, if we put it in the game, if you put that matchup in front of me, despite what I said about the Northeast sweeping, I would probably take Coronado, even though I haven't been really overwhelmed by Coronado this year.
I got to agree. I'd take Coronado, too, and I like what you said about the front line. That's what we're saying. It comes so much down to matchups. Like, if I'm Canyon Springs looking over the Southeast, I mean, you might want to play Silverado the most, but they're not going to get Silverado properly unless Silverado really surges and finishes one or two. I probably want Foothill. I don't want to have to deal with the I think they could match up well athletically with them, and I think they might have the best chance with them. That's not saying Foothill is the worst team in the Southeast. I definitely don't think so. I think they could be the best, but that's just an example of styles making a game, and I think that Foothill style would be most fitting for Canyon Springs.
Yeah, and then you also have to remember these quarterfinal games will be played at the home sites, and even though I'm not a big home court advantage guy, I saw last Friday what a good home crowd could do for you. Case, you were right. If it's done right, the home court advantage does make a difference. Green Valley has its instigator club where they get a ton of students coming. They're in your face the whole time. They're chanting. They're jumping up and down on the bleachers when you're on offense, and it definitely gets into the psyche of some teenagers, I would think.
Right, yeah. I mean, my same thoughts on that all year. I think any team that is at home, it's worth probably a point. So if you're a 14-point underdog on the road, you're a 13-point underdog at home. But when you have a place like Green Valley, I think it can be up to a 3 or 4 point advantage.
Yeah, I really think if Green Valley could somehow sneak in and get the 2 seed, which they'd have to probably beat Foothill when they play and on Tuesday, and then still if they knock off Coronado, they'd be in first place. And I think if Green Valley could get a home game, that they definitely would win. I mean, I was super impressed with these kids.
Right. Well, we're showing so much love to that side. Before we get into our picks, why don't we just briefly touch
on the
Sunset.
Can I tell you why we don't
Sunset.
Show love to the other side?
Because it's because we know the three best teams that are a lot better. Well, we can't really
There's
say
nothing really to debate. I mean, we know Gorman's great, and then we know Palo and Centennial are 1-2.
Although, last week in this very room, I tried to talk myself into picking Legacy over Centennial. You kind of agreed with me, but said, let's not do it. Legacy beat Centennial. So it just shows you, I mean, there's a little bit of parity there.
And I think that goes back to how teams match up with each other. Legacy last year also beat Centennial, so they clearly have cracked that case, and they know how to beat those guys. The bottom line is that everybody is fighting to avoid that number 2 seed in the Northwest, because that means you got to play Gorman in the semis. You know, you win the league, you advance to the championship game.
I don't think you want the 4 either, because then you have to play Gorman first. But, yeah, and the other thing that was interesting, I think you said last week, I haven't looked this up, so if it's not true, blame it on Brewer, not me. But you said after Centennial beat Palo the first time last year, they had Legacy, and Legacy beat them. So it's kind of a pattern there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, Legacy in that game, Chris Cook had 20 points, and Cardin Harris had 14.
And you got to give Legacy credit. Still a relatively young school. Been around, you know, I think 7 years. They had really one good year in football.
One great year in football.
One great year in football. And they're doing it the right way in hoop. You know, they've traveled into California for a tournament. They match up well. I mean, they gave Palo even a good run this year. So Legacy definitely no slouches over there. I still don't think they're, you know, on the level of Centennial and Palo, even though they beat Centennial, I think, 2 of the last 3 times they've played.
Yeah, well, there you go. They're 8-3 in the league. Seems like they're really kind of peaking now. To also mention the two big games over there last week, Cimarron beats Cheyenne. Now they have a 2-game cushion, or maybe only a game and a half cushion, in the 4 spot to get into the playoffs. Both of us like Cheyenne. I don't really know what the problem is over there. But Cimarron,
I tell
big
you
win.
What the problem is. I tell you every week. That's
true.
The weakest team in the history of high school basketball. It's 5 kids that are swimming in small tank tops.
I still think they should be better than 4-7 with the talent. I mean, and look at what they did earlier in the season. Didn't they take Palo to overtime? I mean, they should be better than 4-7 even if they are weak.
Here's the deal. I think we've argued on this show 1,000 times that next year Cheyenne should win going away football and basketball in the new league they're going to be in. Right?
I don't know if we've argued that a lot, but
I've argued
that's going
to
happen. Okay.
But for some reason, I don't know what it is, those kids just don't push it together.
Right now, currently, they don't.
Currently. I mean, are they going to go in that league and just dominate? I mean, they sure have the talent to. I mean, feel free to open the weight room. Get some kids lifting.
Well, maybe in the same league football-wise as Moapa Valley.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
I
think that'll be a good game.
I mean, Milo Lewis, I think, is going to – if he's not the best player in that league next year, I don't know. I give up.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting to talk about next year. One other game I wanted to mention that was big last week. I don't even think we picked it, but Spring Valley and Bonanza. Spring Valley won by 1 point, I believe. I think it was 66-65 to keep fourth place in the Southwest. So if Bonanza would have won that, they were in the driver's seat to make the playoffs and play either Palo or Centennial.
Well, George Tarkanian is trying to turn that program around. Bonanza's got his freshman son in the starting lineup. And
I saw Tark mention it in his last blog for us, Shark Bites.
Yes, Tark is dedicated to the family. He knows a good three-pointer when he sees one.
Right. All right, well, you have anything to add, or should we just jump right into these picks? Let's
jump right into the picks,
all right,
baby.
You've got them in front of you, so why don't you lead us today in this
Tuesday, January 31st, Foothill, The Hill, at Green Valley. Case, I'll let you go first.
All right, well, Green Valley is definitely playing better. You know, beating up on some good teams.
Foothill surviving in overtime against Basic.
Yeah, Foothill not looking so good lately. Have they maybe lost two out of their last three?
Well, they lost.
Possibly.
They lost to Coronado at the buzzer, lost to Silverado, and then...
Yeah, lost to Silverado and then beat Basic in overtime.
And beat Basic in overtime.
So Green Valley definitely playing better. But I think Foothill's a better all-around team, and I think that slide was a thing of the past. That was last week. They were still on a slide after the Coronado game. I think they get back on track, and I think it's a slight upset of Green Valley at home by Foothill.
Okay, I think Foothill, if you played on a neutral court, is the better team. I just think Green Valley right now is hotter. And I love that home court advantage. I give Green Valley the win, and I'm willing to go $5 on this game. I think I don't even know what our total is, but I know I had—
Or even, because I won last week.
Well, no, I had Basic.
No, you shot me down. I tried to give you 6 with Basic.
Oh, did you?
You said, no, I want at least 12, and I said you were insane.
Oh,
and then you said, okay,
have?
Well, I had DP minus 4, and they won by 13.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're even now. I just listened to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's the line on this?
Green Valley minus 3.5.
All right, that's what I was going to say, so sure.
Okay, I got Green Valley.
We might have to take another game, though. I mean, this is the first one.
We'll take two.
That's our first one. Yeah, we are even, confirmed. I went back and listened.
So I got Green Valley laying 3.5.
Right.
Okay, next game, Canyon Springs at L-Dog, Wednesday. I'll go first this time. L-Dog's in a do-or-die. I think they need to win right away. Even though they beat Valley, and even though we think this Northeast is going to go down to the end, currently, right now, El Dorado's 4-5 in league. If they lose this, they're 4-6 in league. Canyon, which is at 6-3 in fourth place, would have a stronghold on it. Do or die for El Dog, and I think Canyon wins. El Dog is done. Write the obituary.
I'm pretty surprised. I was pretty surprised to see you not picking El Dog, because you pick them all the time, and I know you aren't. You like the talent, but I know you're not really high on Canyon. But I got to agree, I got Canyon in this game. Not much to say about it, really.
You know, I think it's an absolute shame that, you know, the coach from El Dorado last year lost his gig and he had to go over to DP. Because if you combine DP and El Dog, you'd have one pretty good team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if because Jacobs was on El
Dog
last year
and
a couple other kids. They would easily be – I think they'd be undefeated in the Northeast now.
They'd win the region running away.
I agree.
It's a shame. Okay, next game. Your Legacy Longhorns at Arborview. I think this is pretty cut and dry Legacy.
I got Arborview.
No
way! I think
it's
going to be an upset. They got this kid. I think maybe we have criminally underlooked this kid, Blake Claxton.
I don't know how good Blake Claxton
could
be.
At Arborview, the kid scores at least 20 points every game.
Arborview's 10-10 overall this year, 4-6 in the league. Legacy's 8-3 in the league.
Yeah, who's one of the teams Arborview beat in the league?
Who cares?
Legacy. I think they beat them at least. I could. Now I got to look this up because you're making me seem. It might have actually been a close game and Arborview lost, but I know that first Arborview Legacy game, I think it was in December. Look, I think it's a close game, but I think Arborview at home, someone is going to stop this crazy run by Legacy. Arborview can make a push to get into the playoffs. Yes, Arborview has beaten Legacy this year, 74-73, like I said. How do you explain that? Legacy's so much better.
Let's bet this game.
All right, well, Legacy's the favorite. You got to give me some points.
Okay, I'll give you 5.
Okay. Deal. Five? Another $5. Right. God, we're spending the big bucks today. I like Arborview in the upset, plus +5. Let's go ahead and skip forward. Valley and Desert Pines, another good game Wednesday night.
Yeah, I like DP. I think eventually Julian Jacobs is going to have to start scoring a little more. Commend the kid on being a good passer, but let's start throwing the rock in the hole.
Yeah, no matter how many stats I throw at you or how many ways I prove this, how many people agree with me, you won't say that I'm right, even though I'm clearly right. When two teams are this closely matched, the team at home usually wins. Valley beat Desert Pines at home in a close game earlier in the year. Desert Pines now at home. I think they won a close game at home against Valley.
Yeah, I will say that the Desert Pines home court advantage will be nilch, other than the fact that Valley has to drive over there.
All right, well, I like Desert Pines
at
home.
There's going to be 9 people in the stands.
Well, last year, I proved this to you. You disputed it. Desert Pines, every team in the Northeast played better at home than they did on the road, all even right. though no one was in the stands.
Next game, Green Valley at Coronado. Green Valley beat Coronado in the first game. This game, arguably for the league, I give Coronado the edge, but I don't think they're that good. I mean, they're good. They're the best team in the Southeast, but I don't know if they're going to win the whole thing. My humble opinion.
I think they're becoming that team that we thought they could be. I think they can win the thing. I'm not predicting them, and I've got them beating Green Valley, too. So I kind of have a bad week for Green Valley. I have them losing to both Foothill and Coronado.
I just don't see Coronado winning this region after watching them against Foothill.
Who do you make the favorite, then?
I don't know. I mean, I said...
Valley, could, Desert Pines?
It could be won by a variety Vegas? Of teams, whoever probably peaks. But the way Coronado looked against Foothill, I just don't see it.
We should you're probably gonna shoot this down as I just thought of it. All right, so we know pretty much the 8 teams. We're about 85% sure the 8 teams that are gonna be in these playoffs, right?
Especially after L-Dog loses this week.
We should do this real fast. Now don't shoot me down. What if we have a draft right here of the 8 teams? I pick one, you pick one, I pick one. I kinda wanna just see how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. We'll do it for 20.
Right. Okay, all right. I'll go first.
Are we going to do it right now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Can we get a pen?
Well, yeah, find one.
Okay, let me go find a pen. Oh, we don't have... I'll put it
here.
On
here. All right, you got your iPhone.
Hold on. Okay, $20, whoever wins the region.
Yeah, and can I get the first pick, or you want the first? You can do... I'll do one. You can have 2-3. Or do you want to do one, and I'll have 2-3?
Okay, whatever you think. You do one, I'll do 2-3. Hold on, let me get a piece of paper out here. Okay, here we go. Case Kiefer, go ahead.
All right, my first pick. You're gonna laugh at me, but my first pick, taking Coronado.
Good luck. That's great. Just make payable to Ray Brewer, please.
I hope you leave one of the next two teams I want open. I'm gotta see who you're taking 2 and 3.
Okay, I'll take. I'm gonna take Valley, and Desert Pines.
I wanted one of those two, but I guess coming back, what do
you
I get?
You get two now.
Do I get two now? Okay, well, I got to take Vegas next.
For you.
Wow, that hurts. I really wanted either DP or Valley because I think they have a good chance. I'll take Vegas and Foothill.
Oh, that's what I wanted. Oh, Vegas and Foothill for Kiefer. So now I get 2 and you get 1, right?
Right, so I'm left with
1.
Probably. I'm guessing you're probably... I know who you're going to leave me with.
Okay, so now I get...
You get either, unless I'm mistaken, you get your choice of Canyon, GV, and Silverado. You get 2 of those 3.
All right, well, I'll take GV and hoping their student section travels. And I'll take Silverado.
Woo! I thought for sure you're leaving me with Silverado. All right, I'll take Canyon.
I would, but I...
All right, well, I like it. I think we're pretty even. So I have Coronado, just to review, and then we'll get on to the next game, I promise.
For how much did we say, 10 or 20?
You said 20, whatever. That's fine with
me.
Okay. So I've got Coronado, Canyon Springs.
Vegas and Foothill.
Las Vegas and Foothill. I like it. I like my position in this.
I got Vegas, DP.
No, you got Valley.
Valley, my bad. I got Valley, DP, GV and Silverado. I'm rooting for, I'm telling you, I think I don't know, bro.
I think it's going to be one of the top three, and you have two of the top three. So there you go. Unless Vegas surprises
me. I would
me.
Trade you Foothill for two teams.
Why didn't you take Foothill at the opening then?
Well, because I like Valley and DP.
All right. Well, anyway, there we go. That's kind of how we break it down. It's going to be really interesting to watch. I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, enough on that.
Three more games this week. Quickly, Dio at Durango. Shouldn't even be close. Dio's having a bad year. I think they're like 3-something overall.
Did you just decide that we're going to pick this game so you can get a win? Because I know how hard they are to come by.
Amen, brother.
Durango's definitely winning this one.
You cracked the case. Next game, Vegas at Valley. I'll give you offline my opinion on it on one subject. I like Valley in this game by 10.
You know, I feel bad because all year I've been saying Valley's going to win the Northeast. Valley's going to win the Northeast. Now I'm picking them to lose both games this week. I like the Las Vegas High Wildcats. Okay. I think they're going to beat Valley.
Well, you know, every time I like Vegas, they lose in every sport. I've proven that. My Vegas rocks the house anthem.
Yeah, that's true. So okay. I do like Las Vegas here. I think they're going to get an upset win.
My turn for an upset. Palo Verde at Shadow Ridge. I know I'm going out on a limb here. I went out on a limb last week with Basic. I've gone out on a limb with Cheyenne before. Here's my problem with Palo. They're good. They got a ton of talent. But they play down to the level of their opponent. You know, they let teams hang around too long. And they are pretty young with the exception of Najee Matlock. I like Shadow and a little bit of a shocker.
I hope you're keeping track of all this, but what do you want with Shadow? 12.5 or more?
Let me see. Shadow.
Just for the record,
I'll take 12.5.
I've got Palo winning this game by more than 20. I think Palo is just going to run all over Shadow Ridge.
I got Palo 12.5.
Third friendly wager of the day. I'm taking Palo Verde minus 12.5.
Okay, so I got Shadow plus 12.5. I've got DP. No, I got Legacy minus 5. And I got Green Valley 3.5.
Correct.
All right, wrap it up, baby.
All right, thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back next week. Prep Sports Now.